Police officials all across the country are denouncing the death of George Floyd at the hands of police. And for more on the significance of that and what it might mean for the future of policing, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Corey Pegues, former New York Police Department commander and professor of criminology. He's written about this for Politico magazine today. Mr. Pegues, thanks for being with us. Let's talk about the significance of this universal voice that we appear to be hearing from police officials across the country.
Thanks a lot for having me on your show. I really appreciate you bringing me on. Yeah, so there's a universal voice now to root out corruption, I guess bad cops, disparate treatment in black and brown communities. But, you know, I'm of the mindset I'm not going to be bamboozled because we've seen this movie before. It starred Rodney. It starred Tamir Rice, Sean Bell, Eric Garner. You know, the list goes on. So I don't have a whole bunch of hope that things are going to change because legislation is really the key to this whole thing. And in Congress, they can't even say hi to each other in the hallway. So how do we change this? And even that political article, I gave three different things that I want to see done after this.
One of them included a monumental hands-on approach.
Yes. Changing the mindset of cops. It has to be monumental, where it's going to be everyday reinforcement drilling into their heads that you will respect this community. It got to come top down. So when I say monumental approach, it got to be top down as checks and balances every day through middleman. Because it could be top down the message. You got to ensure that it's down to the lowest man. But the middle management is what you really got to see. I mean, just look what happened in Buffalo, New York, just yesterday. They pushed a 75-year-old man down to the ground. He's on the ground bleeding, and all the cops are walking by. This is what I'm saying. So let's not get our hopes up that policing is going to change. There was lieutenants and sergeants when that old man went down. Nobody helped him. There's this culture that needs to be demolished, smashed up in policing. I can say it. I'm a pro at it. I lived it. I know what it is, this culture. And it needs firm leadership. It's like the Floyd case. How does a guy with 19 years, 18 years in the street, 17 complaints, 3 shooters, 1 confirmed he shot somebody twice in the stomach? How is he running? Not only is he running the streets of Minneapolis, well, he's a trainer. He's training 2 rookies. So when I say monumental mind change, you as a civilian, I'm telling you this, and you're like, wow, this really happened? Aren't you thinking that when I say this? Like, how is this guy the training guy with 3 shooters when 95% of cops go their whole career and don't have 1 shooter? This guy got 3 shooters. So that needs to be an entire mindset change. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pegues, we very much appreciate your time. Corey Pegues, again, a former New York Police Department commander and professor of criminology. You can read his contributions and those of several other experts at politico.com.